My dearly beloved in Christ, as you well know, this year we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions at Fatima. But this past week, we also had another anniversary, and that was on Tuesday, September 19th, was the anniversary of Our Lady's single apparition at La Salette, France, in 1846. And it was a unique apparition for a number of reasons. I thought it was interesting that this past Tuesday we had so much rain. It had been dry for so long, and there might have been a little rain last weekend or on Monday, but Tuesday was the first day that it really rained heavily. And it reminded me of the tears that Our Lady shed at this apparition. So that is the first reason why it's unique, is when these two children, Melanie, who was 14 years old, and Maximin, who was 11, in southeastern France, when they first saw Our Lady, she was seated, and she had her face in her hands, weeping. And I would like to read the first words that Our Lady said. Of course, first she said, "Come to me, my children. Do not be afraid. I am here to tell you something of the greatest importance." And then she went on to say, "If my people will not obey, I shall be compelled to loose my son's arm. It is so heavy, so pressing, that I can no longer restrain it. How long I have suffered for you. If my son is not to cast you off, I am obliged to entreat him without ceasing. But you take no least notice of that. No matter how well you pray in future, no matter how well you act, you will never be able to make up to me what I have endured for your sake." Striking words. What Our Lady does for us, how she intercedes for us. Now, at that time, in France, the church, the faith had been devastated. The French Revolution of 1789 had left lasting results. And for a period of time, priests were forbidden to have Mass. And so people had drifted away from the practice of their faith. And as Our Lady went on to complain in this apparition at La Salette, that most people weren't even going to church to attend Mass even on Sunday. And she said, "The men work on Sunday, but my son has given you 6 days of the week to work, and the seventh belongs to him." And she said, "In the wintertime, if people go to Mass, it is only to poke fun at religion." So that was one of the sins she complained of. And then the other was the sin of taking God's name in vain. Now these two sins are against the second and the third commandments of God. The first three commandments, as you know, pertain directly to God. They deal with our duties to our Creator. So the second commandment, the holy name of God. And the third commandment, the day of God. And these were the sins in particular that Our Lady complained of. And notice how she said, "I must continually plead with my son to spare you the intercession of Our Lady for us." And she talked about how her son's arm was so heavy. And it's also interesting because the apparition of Our Lady at La Salette on the 19th of September, 1846, was just a few days after the day on which we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And we reflect on why did Our Lady shed so many tears? Why was she so sorrowful during her life? Of course, above all, because of the passion and death of her divine son, because of sin. And as Our Lady said to the children at Fatima, that she asked that prayers and sacrifices be offered for the conversion of sinners. And she pointed out how these sins wounded her heart as well as the heart of her divine son. So let's reflect then on these two commandments and make a little examination of conscience. Am I living in all the commandments, but in particular today to reflect upon these two? reverence for the holy name of God. What a terrible thing that so many people have fallen into the habit of using the holy name of God just like a common expression. Not necessarily in anger, but just as though it's another word, another expression. And how the name of God is so misused today. Let us make certain that we are always reverent, and that when we say the holy name of Jesus, we bow our head in reverence. And that we are very careful never to use the name of God or the name of Jesus, except in prayer or when speaking about them as we are right now, in a reverent, proper way, but never to misuse these holy names. Now, what if you hear others, which likely is the case, take the name of God in vain? Make certain that you always make an act interior, at least interiorly, of reparation. Blessed be the holy name of God, to atone for that misuse of the holy name. So that was one sin that Our Lady complained of. And again, the other was that the people were working on Sunday. And is it not tragic that Sunday, the day consecrated to the worship of God, a day of rest, has been so misused and such irreverence to Almighty God on this day in particular? So what are we commanded on Sunday? Of course, first and foremost, to attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we should make certain that our worship of God is not just limited to going to Mass on Sunday and then that's it. Remember how in former times in Catholic parishes there would also usually be an evening service, Vespers, or benediction, and people would go back into the church to pray. So at least in your homes, say some extra prayers on Sunday. Make certain, especially on Sunday, that you pray your rosary and perhaps a litany of our Lord. Some extra prayer on Sunday to give honor to God. Remember also that it is a day of work, a day of rest from work, and not to be guilty of doing unnecessary servile work on Sunday, the Lord's Day. A day to spend with your family or visiting your fellow Catholics. And again, a day of rest. Also, avoiding buying and selling on Sunday. Now, those of us who are old enough remember that it was in the 1960s, incidentally, coinciding with the conclusion of Vatican II, the mid to the late 60s, that all of a sudden stores started remaining open on Sunday. Even proudly putting up a sign, we're open 7 days a week. That was unheard of before. Everything was closed on Sunday. You see how Catholic culture even affected a Protestant country like ours, where from the, going back to the Middle Ages and the ages of faith, where everything shut down on Sunday, and how that has all completely changed. And now businesses do a lot of business on Sunday because those who call themselves Christian, for the most part, have completely lost a sense of the Lord's Day and how we are to observe the Lord's Day. Nowadays, you can even violate that precept of not being involved in business transactions on Sunday from the comfort of your home. Use the internet. Have you done that on Sunday? Shopping on Sunday using the internet. It's still violating the spirit of the day. You may not be going into a store, but it's still purchasing things on Sunday. So we should be very careful to avoid shopping on Sunday, to keep it as a day of rest, and above all, a day to worship Almighty God. So these were the sins that Our Lady complained of. Now it's interesting that contemporary with Our Lady's apparition was the Curie of Ars, St. John Marie Vianney, who also was living in southern France at that time. And we remember how he came to his parish of this little village of Ars, and almost no one went to Mass. There were a few old ladies who went to Mass on Sunday, and that was it. And he began, as pastor, railing from the pulpit on Sunday, as we say, preaching to the choir, but complaining about those who weren't coming. But those who were there were the faithful Catholics. But gradually the message got around, and gradually he completely reformed that parish. Again, the devastating effects of the French Revolution. But Our Lady came to La Salette also to complain of the same thing. Let us make certain that we are not guilty of violating the Lord's day or the holiness of his name. And let us also remember and be grateful for the intercession of Our Lady, as she said, "How long I have suffered for you. If my son is not to cast you off, I am obliged to entreat him without ceasing." One wonders, why has God today not punished the world? It must be the intercession of Our Lady, interceding for her children, for the conversion of sinners. Let us make certain that we do not displease her or her divine son, especially in regards to these two commandments.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.